Lots of parents and teachers and students have found themselves recently with a timely project, making homemade air filters for classrooms and school spaces to help protect from the spread of COVID-19. They're called Corsi Rosenthal cubes, and they're not too complicated to make with some air filters, tape, and a big box fan. But one ASU epidemiologist is taking this a step further. Megan Jean is an associate professor of global health at ASU, and she also leads the COVID-19 community response teams there. And over the holiday break, she and her kids decided to do this on a bigger scale. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about it.
Well, you know, I was home over the holiday break with my kids. I'm a parent, so I have a fifth grader and a seventh grader. And we were just thinking, you know that Omicron is coming. We know it's going to be incredibly disruptive. You know, is there anything that we can do to maybe help minimize some disruptions and help our community? And so, you know, we came up with the idea of maybe trying to help improve the indoor air quality in some of the classrooms around the state. So, you know, we kind of jumped right into it over holiday break and built some prototype boxes, just sort of a proof of concept, just to see, you know, how long it would take, what they would look like, and, you know, whether it's something that we could scale.
What's the response looked like?
Well, so far, I think there's a huge need and a huge demand. I have worked very closely with schools throughout the last year as part of the COVID-19 response, doing a lot of contact tracing work and outbreak investigations. And, you know, we know how hard schools are working, how hard teachers and administrators are working to keep kids safe. But, you know, we also know that there's a lot of fear and worry as kids are potentially coming back to the classrooms today and what that's going to look like, how disruptive Omicron's going to be. You know, I think this past year has just been so, so hard for families and for kids with disruptions to their learning and mental health. And kids right now, I think they need stability more than anything. They need to be in school. And so if we let this virus kind of run rampant for the next couple of weeks throughout our communities, we face the risk of, you know, huge staff shortages and infections and people out sick and, you know, maybe even the possibility of some schools needing to go remote temporarily just because they're out of staff. And so indoor air quality has a profound impact on infectious disease transmission. We know that. It's been a really important cornerstone of the return to school safely plans by, you know, all of leading experts and CDC. You know, we know that some schools have been able to upgrade ventilation and filtration systems, and that's wonderful, but not all of them have been able to do it or have been able to afford it. You know, these portable air filtration units are really expensive, but it's a very fixable problem. And there are some DIY solutions. And so when we tried to throw this out there to teachers and administrators, they have been really responsive to that. We've been tracking requests from schools and it seems to be growing every day.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the how and the what here, right? Like, so what is a Corsi Rosenthal box? As you said, this is sort of a DIY effort. How do you make it?
Yeah, so it's not a new concept and it is kind of a mouthful, but it's a really simple concept. It's four high quality air filters, sort of hospital grade air filters, taped together in a cube with a fan on top. And the fan sucks the air in through the sides and then sort of blows the filtered air out the top. They are really good at filtering out the particles that carry viruses.
What's the science like here? I mean, you're an epidemiologist. How well can this work?
Yeah, simple question and very complicated answer. So transmission risk depends on lots of different factors, you know, including the viral load of the person who's infected in the classroom and whether people are masked and vaccinated, the size of the classroom, et cetera. So it's hard to say, you know, how much of a risk reduction we could see. But, you know, there is a lot of data on putting these boxes. If you take an empty classroom and measure the number of particles in the air, and then you can put one of these in and let it run for a while, they show pretty dramatic reductions at like 80% of the number of particles in the air that are the size that would carry viruses.
Wow.
And so they work almost as well as the really expensive units that, you know, cost $700, $800, $900.
Right. How much does this cost to make one of these on your own? And how are you kind of funding this and putting it all together?
So they're costing about $75 to $80 per unit, which is not bad, and they should last 6 months at least. And, you know, this has really just been funded by a lot of donations from other faculty and friends, just people who want to help out the community. But we're hoping that this is something that maybe, you know, if parents can do this to help support their schools, we can also take donations from others, and our team at ASU, our COVID response teams, can help assemble these. If we get enough supplies this weekend, we're hoping to create a big sort of mass assembly this weekend with a lot of our students and faculty and, you know, hopefully build another 100 or so. But actually, you know, it's such an easy project to do. My 10-year-old can do it in about 20 minutes.
Wow.
So you don't have to be a scientist. There's the really easy instructions. People have been building them all over the world. And it's a great STEAM project for a classroom, right? You can make them look. I've seen all kinds of fun designs, robots and all sorts of things.
It does kind of look like a robot. You know, I can see that.
I'm not that artistic. The ones I build are pretty ugly looking, but they're functional. It's a great learning activity for kids too.
Yeah. All right. Megan Jean is an infectious disease epidemiologist and associate professor of global health at ASU. She also leads the COVID-19 community response teams at ASU. Megan, thank you so much for coming on, and thanks for your efforts here. Best of luck going forward with the project.
Thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate you having me on this morning.